All right, Thursday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Donald Trump's speech warm-up. Stick with us till 10 o'clock. I guarantee everybody, I am not going later than 10 o'clock. There you go. I'm going to keep my word, as I always do. I've made it half the time so far. I made it 10:06 on Monday, 10:30 Thursday. I mean, 10:30 Tuesday, 10:30 Wednesday, but tonight... I'm stopping at 10 o'clock. Right when Trump comes out, I'll be stopping. We're also streaming it, right, Aaron?
Yes.
So we will also be streaming it, so you can watch the entire thing with us. I'm not going to be on the screen anymore. We're just going to stream it, but right after on our own platform. So Trump warm-up, stick with us until the Trump warm-up. Let me say to everybody in the chat. I got Scooter 8887, Perry Heather 120 on, Neanderthal Soup on, PJA Wiles is on. Phil McCracken's is on. Ski 824 is on. Ron John Boogerman is on. Neon Widow is on. Let's see if anybody I've named yet. If I haven't said it, it's worth saying twice. Chopper Supernut is on. Sun Gun is on. East Route is on. Will is on. Let me see who else is on here. Honestly, let's see everybody fills in on the bottom. JC360 is on. Luann 5 is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Exciting night tonight. Got my Trump shirt on. We're ready to roll. I got a couple Trump shirts. This is the only one I had clean. The other ones I sweated out on, I think it was Monday or Saturday when, you know, post-shooting. Just a couple things on the pregame there. Obama throws Joe under the bus. So the Obama administration, which is the current administration, is trying to throw out their puppet government right now. That's the whole thing. So you have the puppet government, which is the Biden administration that sits in for the Obama administration. But just so everybody knows, per Dan Bongino, obviously an insider inside the Obama administration, so he knew both Biden and Obama inside the Obama administration, knew the protective detail. Bongino was on Obama's protective detail. He knew all those on Biden's protective detail. You know where Biden used to swim naked in front of Secret Service, female Secret Service agents, because they're a perv family. Just like we showed there, he's about to make out with that blonde woman in the pregame. And Jill had to come over with Doug Emhoff and rescue him, take him away. He's about to make out with the wrong woman. But Obama has finally decided that it's time for him to go. Now, we can look at this a couple of different ways here. First of all, did Obama tell him you're done? And then Biden does the interview where he says, well, I'll drop out if there's some sort of medical need. So that was Obama's orders, or is Obama jumping on now that Joe has COVID? Nobody will ever know the answers to any of these things. But Biden is still hanging on right now. He's still saying that he's going to run. But Obama has now officially thrown him under the bus. And I just have to comment on one thing from the pregame. Because it shows what horrific people these are, insane, reprobate sort of people, where you had the Tulsi Gabbard debate with Kamala Harris. It was actually the presidential campaign debate from several years ago, where Kamala was actually trying to run against Joe Biden when she called Joe Biden racist. But anyway, where you have Tulsi Gabbard talking about Kamala Harris's prosecutorial record, where you had people on death row in California when death penalty was still in place in California. You had people on death row there, and they had exculpatory evidence. In other words, here is absolute exculpatory, sets you free evidence that a person or persons, it's more than one, persons on death row were innocent. Kamala Harris knew that it would set them free. She knew that it was exculpatory. She knew that it proved their innocence and held it back on purpose so that they would have to stay in prison.
Crazy.
That's who these people are. Just so you know, the ones who tell you to put masks on, the ones who tell you to buy an electric car, the ones prosecuting Donald Trump, the ones who just took a shot at Donald Trump, those who these people are. I say this to the Christians. Stop following their directives. Stop following their directives. The same people who don't want to set people free from death row are the ones telling you to put a mask on. The same people who want to butcher the unborn are telling you that the bird flu is a medical emergency. I probably won't get it tonight, but I've got a little bird flu section here. Probably won't get to it in 50 minutes, but I'm going to try to. But they're going to try it again. If you don't get this as a Christian, you comply again, and you cooperate again, and you capitulate again, and you cooperate again. I'm trying to be nice because, you know, it's 4 years later now, and a lot of people have stopped, but they've never come out and said that they're wrong.
Yeah.
They're going to come for you again. These are those people, these wretched, reprobate, evil people that will leave people on death row for political purposes. And one of the reasons why she left people in prison, it wasn't just death row people. There was other people with exculpatory evidence to set them free from the prison sentences. She wouldn't let them out because they used them for work details in the state. That's an absolute fact, by the way. It is irrefutable and indisputable. It is absolute fact that she did that. So anyway, I don't want to get off into that. But anyway, but I already did for 5 minutes. But so here's the latest on whether or not Biden will stay in the race. Mark Halperin came out, and this is where a lot of people are going for information, is Mark Halperin on Twitter. Breaking news, multiple sources outline the apparent state of play on Biden at this time. Plans to announce, this is what Halperin's saying, withdrawal from the nomination as early as this weekend, with Sunday most likely. John Meacham polishing up remarks. Biden will not resign the presidency. Biden will not endorse Harris. Leave this one up for me until I cover everything here. So this is kind of panning out for me right now. Just so you know, it's kind of panning out for me because I predicted that Donald Trump would be running against who, Aaron?
Gavin Newsom.
Gavin Newsom.
That's so right.
He's not going to endorse Kamala Harris. The only person that could possibly fill that slot, and the rumor has it's going to be an open convention with five candidates.
Yeah.
The only person that could fill that slot would be Hillary Clinton. She's the only other, I mean, who are they going to run? Josh Shapiro? Nobody even knows who Josh Shapiro is, who get annihilated by Trump.
Yeah.
So it's either going to be Hillary, or it's going to be Kamala Harris, or it's going to be Gavin Newsom.
100%.
Well, that's it. I'm telling you. But I believe it's going to be Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom's already been on the campaign trail campaigning for Biden.
Yeah.
So you're not going to endorse Harris. So all of the left's caring about the first black woman vice president, the DEI hire of Kamala Harris, that they all of what we've heard about, if any of this is true, we'll see. I'm going to show you Aaron found it, a Mario Nafal post in a minute where he denies all this. But Biden denies all this. So we'll see. But let's play with it, you know, while we're at it here. So the left is now going to just get rid of their first black woman president, first black woman vice president, in direct contradiction to everything they allegedly believe in.
Yeah.
Because they would rather have power, because they actually don't believe in racial equality. They actually don't believe in climate change. They don't believe in COVID. They don't believe in vaccinations. They are all just vehicles to power. They don't believe in transgenderism. They don't even believe in homosexual marriage. Those are all just vehicles for them to suppress you, to control you, and to subjugate you. That's all those things are about. They don't believe any of those things. That's why you can pull it up right now. Just type onto Twitter, Zuckerberg yacht, where he pulls into a port with his 300-foot, four diesel engines yacht. And yet wants you and I to watch our CO2 emissions and lower our CO2 emissions. Al Gore, who puts out more CO2 in a week than will in a lifetime. That's not an exaggeration, by the way. One private jet is Will's output of CO2 for 5, 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
That's a fact, by the way. Maybe even a lifetime. So it's all lies. Every bit of it is lies. If they really believed in racial equality, then why are they getting rid of Kamala Harris? If they are, in fact, getting rid of Kamala Harris, everybody knows Kamala's not going to run.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to stick with it. All of the intel coming out. I stick with my predictions until I'm proven wrong. And then I do what every COVID-caving pastor, every COVID-caving conservative, every COVID-caving clergy member never did, come out and say they're wrong. I will come out and say I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When it's Hillary running against Trump for Hillary Trump 2, I'll come out and say I was wrong. No problem whatsoever. But I know it's going to be Gavin Newsom.
Yeah.
They're going to have to go with Gavin Newsom. They may try to have Kamala be his vice president again, but how degrading would that be?
Dude.
That you're just not good enough, Kamala. Listen, the whole thing is again, I would rather be waterboarded. You know what? Here, I'll make it a little grosser than normal. I would rather be pinned down on a board with my legs spread and have somebody for 5 hours come up and pluck my nuts than listen to a Kamala Harris speech ever. Seriously, I mean, 5 hours, bink, bink, and listen to Kamala Harris' voice. Now, there's only one voice I hate worse, Jill Biden's voice. That voice. I can't stand that woman. All right, so that's going to go to the next one for you. Well, still under Mark Halperin here. Open convention with Harris and three others. Oh, that's going to be Hillary, Gavin Newsom, and maybe they'll throw in like Josh Shapiro just so they act like they're open to other possibilities. Super delegates will not be allowed to vote on first ballot. Harris is vetting at least four possible running mates, Andy Beshear and Josh Shapiro.
There you go.
Andy Beshear is somehow gets elected as the governor of Kentucky as a left-wing, COVID-pushing, vax-prostituting leftist communist. Somehow gets elected as the governor of Kentucky.
Crazy.
How is that possible? It has to be. It absolutely has to be election fraud inside of the major cities inside of Kentucky. Otherwise, there's no way he gets elected by the people of Kentucky. All right, go to the next one for me. This is from Aaron, brought this one in just a second ago. Mario Newfall, Biden campaign denies rumors, but Chris Coons, their campaign chair, he's not really denying it, though. I've got a video of that after this.
Mm-hmm.
But Biden campaign denies rumors of withdrawal, reaffirms commitment to elections. So let's go with another route that's a possibility. Are they putting all of this out so that Biden withdraws?
Yeah.
Are they saying Biden's going to withdraw to put pressure on Biden withdrawing? Is Obama telling him to withdraw? We already had Adam Shifty Shift. He came out, Pencil Neck came out and said that Biden should withdraw. That was yesterday. Now you have Obama doing it today. Is it because Biden, stuff with Obama, Biden, it's tough to get those two.
Yeah.
But anyway, is it because Biden has already decided to get out and he's using COVID as a vehicle to get out? Or is it because they're just simply pressing him to get out. Mm-hmm. And he actually does have COVID. It's the third time and he's six times vaccinated.
Oops.
Yeah, that's his third time. I think it's his fourth time, but I heard Twitter said third time. So I'll go with that. It's either five or six times vaccinated. So we don't know yet. Biden campaign member TJ Ducklow stated that President Biden is not dropping out of the race, urging people not to trust anonymous sources. Ducklow, the president, is more committed than ever to winning this election. Now, here's the thing. Just leave this up for me. Here's the thing with this. Everyone needs to understand, if Biden doesn't drop out, it's over. He has to voluntarily drop out. He already owns the delegates. He has to willfully give over those delegates. Otherwise, they have to go with Article 25 of the Constitution. They have to 25 them out of there.
Yeah.
Is it Article 25 or Amendment 25? You guys tell me in the chat. I can't remember. But anyway, so they have to 25 them out of it. They have to actually get them out of office. Aaron, look that up for me, would you?
Yeah.
So that's how they do it. Nobody's even telling me on the chat. I go to you guys for help. Nobody helps.
25th Amendment.
25th Amendment. So yep. they have to Amendment 25 them out of office.
Yep.
Which is a possibility with these crazy people. But anyway, so they have to either do that, and that would then relinquish his delegates. But he also, it's not just delegates. Along with those delegates, he owns a ton of money.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, millions upon millions of dollars belong to him and Kamala Harris, because it's the Kamala Harris, Biden-Harris ticket. That money cannot be relinquished to anybody without their permission, without their concession. It can't happen. So this is going to be a difficult project for them. It's going to be difficult. Biden, listen, and the other thing is what I was going to tell you from Bongino earlier. Bongino on the know, in the know, again, on the protection team for Hussein Obama. Knew all the people on the protection team for Biden. Biden and Obama hate each other. Just so you know, they hate each other. I know. Listen, they're good. It's just like Robert Menendez, Gold Bar Bob. He just got convicted of bribery. Gold Bar Bob and his wife's up next. I'm talking about international bribery. I'm trying to remember. Was it from Saudi Arabia or Egypt? Can't remember which. But anyway.
Saudi Arabia.
Was it Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
So Gold Bar Bob, he's still in the Senate. I mean, Schumer has tacitly asked him to resign, but imagine if that was a Republican, we'd all be kicking him out, and justifiably so for that.
Oh, yeah.
Santos lied about his credentials. I mean, they all have done that. He should not have been kicked out. I'm not a Santos fan, George Santos from New York. And of course, immediately, when you kick out, you actually finally get a Republican elected out of Manhattan, and then you kick him out. And of course, that seat now belongs to Democrats. And Santos shouldn't have been kicked out. He lied when he was in campaign. I'm not justifying lying. He can answer to God for it. But you don't kick him out of Congress. Bob Menendez is still a senator, and with one person that's called him out to resign so far. That's where we're at. So these people, they all actually hate each other. Just so you know, you can't be a baby butcher and love people. You can't. Whatever. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. He who sows to the flesh will have the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will have the Spirit reap everlasting life. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. So you cannot sow baby butchering murder in the ground and love humanity.
Yeah.
You can't. Michelle Obama hates Joe Biden hates Jill Biden. The Bidens hate the Obamas. And just so you know, the Obamas hate the Clintons, and the Clintons hate the Bidens, and the Clintons hate the Obamas. There isn't any of them that like each other.
Yeah.
But they are good about coming together. Republicans aren't. We eat our own, fire our own, and castigate our own out of Congress for some ridiculous reason. So anyway, president is more than committed than ever to winning this election. Now, this is according to campaign staffer TJ Ducklow. Go to the next one for me, Will. RNC research video, but here's his campaign chair, Chris Coons, and he refuses to answer the question, is he even all the CNN host asks him is, is he even thinking about resigning? Is he even thinking about it? And Coons will not answer the question three times. Play it for me.
Has he 100% ruled out the possibility of leaving the race during the course of all of your conversations with him?
In my conversations with the president, he's been asking for input. He's been asking from all of us who talk to him regularly for advice, for counsel, for input on the polls, on the opinion of our colleagues. But he has communicated to every Democrat in writing that he intends to continue this campaign.
Is he even considering it, leaving?
Look, I think he weighs very seriously the input of those he trusts and admires, those who've served with him. And beyond that, I'm not going to get into the details, Wolf. I think he deserves the respect of being able to reflect on this moment. But I think after the tragic shooting in Butler, Pennsylvania, he showed us what kind of a leader he is. He called former President Trump. He expressed the prayers and the concerns for a rapid recovery from him and his wife, Jill. And he has called for our country to come together. Since he first got involved in the race for the presidency in 2020, he's been urging our country to tone down the rhetoric and to bring our nation together. That's what he said in his inaugural address. That's how he has led as an effective bipartisan president who has gotten more done than any president in my lifetime. And that's the kind of actions he's taken in recent days to reach out and to show that he is determined to lead our country forward in a way that respects the best of us and the most optimistic aspects of us as a nation rather than further dividing our country.
One final question. Is he even considering leaving the race?
Well, if I haven't spoken to him in the last few days, I shouldn't speak to that without direct knowledge. But I will tell you, like every Democrat, he's very concerned by what we're hearing from Milwaukee, where an inexperienced anti-abortion zealot has just been placed one heartbeat away from a 78-year-old who has no new answers for America's challenges on that convention stage in Milwaukee.
Wolf Blitzer right there is like, he's like a robot. He asks the exact same question three times. And even at the end, he goes, and I have one more question for you. Is he even thinking about leaving the campaign? Three times with a straight face. Wolf Blitzer never breaks a smile.
Yeah.
He's so sick and tired. Probably of him. Listen, I'm not at all singing the praises of Wolf Blitzer. He's nothing but a Goebbels propagandist, but I'm just saying in that particular segment, good job on him. Make Chris Coons answer the question.
Yeah.
So Chris Coons' answer to the question is, now, if you were to ask me, or you were to ask Aaron, you were asked, Will, are we thinking about stepping down from our jobs? We'd be all emphatically saying, absolutely not, we're not.
Yeah.
We're not, no way are we stepping down. We're not, I mean, who answers the question? The answer that Coons gave was, he's asking for input, and he's asking for input on opinions and polls of whether he's going to stay in the campaign or not. I'd be like, absolutely not. I'm in, baby.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he answer that question? Because we're now going to have to at least examine that Biden wants out. Now, Sean on here, Sean Hiltabeidl, he's saying on here, I'm with you, Sean. I don't want Biden to leave either. I'm going to miss Biden. He's a lot of podcast content, baby. I mean, it's easy content.
Comedy gold.
I just keep shifting it in. I just ship it into Will and ship it in Aaron. Let's get his, Aaron just said content gold.
Yeah,
I'll miss him. Plus, I believe Trump destroys him and destroys him in the next debate. If Trump does not prepare adequately against Gavin Newsom, he'll get smoked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Gavin Newsom, all you got to do is stand up to him and refute his lying data. He has a bunch of data that he makes sound legit, but it never is. And that's why Ron DeSantis destroyed him in the debate, because Ron DeSantis had the counteracting data to Gavin Newsom's non-factual data that he makes sound factual. Right. You better have that. You can't just answer with tremendous and fabulous and you know, you're this and you're that. No, you're going to have to answer. You will get whooped against Gavin Newsom. But all you got to do is start to pick at Gavin, and refute his lying data. If you do that, if you refute his fraudulent data, he starts to get flustered. So the Trump team had better make sure that they prepare for him. But he's not actually a hard win. He's just a very specific win. But I want Biden to stand, but we'll see. All right, RNC research video. Am I Don Lucre, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there we go. Don Lucre video. I had to show you this. Probably a waste of all of our time. We're all going to get dumber for watching it. But here's Joy Reid espousing a leftist propagandist point. Now a leftist conspiracy theory. And we're probably not going to run this the whole time, guys. Just till she pukes out the leftist conspiracy theory. Then we'll probably jump off of it. But anyway, here's Joy Reid with the latest leftist conspiracy theory about the shooting of Donald Trump. Play it for me, Will.
Still don't know for sure whether Donald Trump was hit by a bullet, whether he was hit by glass fragments, whether he was hit by shrapnel. We don't have those details. We actually have no details from his physician, even though this man is still a Secret Service protected, you know, and presidential candidate. We knew almost nothing. Why? Why don't we know that much? We know that three people were shot. One person, unfortunately, was killed at the rally. We don't know where they were sitting or standing relative to him. We don't know why, for 9 full seconds, Donald Trump was allowed to stand back up during an active shooting, an active shooter situation, even though they, at that point, had said the shooter was down. How would have they know? How would they have known if there were more shooters or not? Nobody knew that there could have been 5 shooters for all they knew. Yet they allowed him to stand up in the middle of that, you know, crisis and pose for a photo and fist pump the air so he could get the iconic photo. And then they allowed him to stand up again outside of the SUV instead of just shoving him into the SUV. That seems really unusual. What is the actual injury to Donald Trump's ear that's under that bandage? Shouldn't we know that by now? It's weird. And there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of curiosity about it.
You can bring it back to me. So there we go. Now, it's very interesting, her viewpoint. So you think about how irrational you have to be, how devoid of all integrity and human dignity you have to be to espouse this viewpoint. So you have 3 people shot, 1 dead, all in the direct line of sight of Donald Trump, and you question whether or not he was shot. Plus, you have the time-lapse photo of the bullet whizzing by his head after it had already gone through his ear.
Yeah.
I mean, how much more proof do you need? Listen, if it was me, and I believe Democrats stage most dramatic events, I'm just saying, you know, COVID was staged, everything's staged. I get all of that. But when things are very obviously not staged, you need to just go ahead and take the L.
Yeah.
I mean, she says 3 people were shot and we don't even know where they were standing. It's all been perfectly documented where they were standing.
Yeah.
All in the direct line of sight of Thomas Crooks. Run right after another. He randomly, what he was doing was you had the sniper, and the sniper did not have a direct line of sight at all times because of the angle of the roof, which was not a very big angle, by the way, going back to Kim Chito. But he was popping up and down, shooting rounds, and hitting innocent civilians while he was shooting at Donald Trump. That's what happened. That's why you had 3 people shot. Although directly coming from the building where Thomas Crooks was. So that's absolutely ridiculous. And Aaron brought this up. So Donald Trump pauses to take a photo that he didn't know was being taken.
Ridiculous.
And then they were all trying to shove him in the SUV.
Right, yeah.
By force. Listen, people need to understand something about Donald Trump. He might be 78 years old, which I don't even believe in that aging crap because it's not in the Bible. We're supposed to live 120 years in complete and perfect health, Deuteronomy 34:7, but I digress. But anyway, Donald Trump is a big horse.
Oh, yeah.
Like this is from eyewitness testimony in person. You shake his hand, it's like skull crushing. He is a big, strong man. Have you seen his son, Barron? That dude is a skyscraper.
Yeah.
He's huge. Donald Trump is a big, strong man. He doesn't want to get in the SUV. He ain't getting in the SUV. You're like, oh, all these people can push him in. Have you ever been on a pig pile? You haven't been on a pig pile, have you? If you're not a cop, you've never been on a pig pile, have you? Have you ever tried to take people into custody who don't want to be taken into custody? You try to push somebody. You have to get a hold of every limb. And that's in a custodial situation where you can kick butt and take names. Nobody's going to kick Trump's butt and take names. You got to try to get his cooperation.
Yeah.
Well, he's pissed. He's been shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wants his shoes back on, everything. So this, she is so full of crap. I mean, talk about a desperate grasping at straws. What a pathetic Goebbels propagandist. All right, let's get into some wonky stuff now. I hope this doesn't bore you. We got 29 minutes till Trump. I know that Hulk Hogan's going up there and all that stuff. Stick with us. Stick with us. You can always DVR Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Come on, it's just going to be a lot of brother stuff anyway, so just stick with us.
That's right,
I love him. I love Hulk Hogan, I'm just saying. But this is better. Trump's better than this, but this is better than Hulk Hogan.
True.
So Laura Loomer tweet. Now, this is wonky stuff, and we're going to be wonky for the next 20 minutes or so, so stick with it. But this is some extreme details that all came out today. Mm. New report, alarming new details around the building used by the shooter to almost assassinate President Trump. Why is the company that owns the building not talking? Why would you not talk?
Yeah.
ATUR, something like that is what they are. And we'll get to that in a second. Why not? Why have they not released a statement if you own that building? Which, by the way, in case I don't get to it, the building owners had security personnel all around that building kicking out Trump supporters because it was actually a good place to sit outside of the inner perimeter. You had inner perimeter, outer perimeter. Mm. This was still under Secret Service control. It was supposed to be anyway because you had the Secret Service in the second story of that building. Crooks on the roof and right underneath them. Well, actually, not right underneath them, to the side of them, which I'll get to in a second. You had the Secret Service sitting there with snipers. Actually, I believe it was the local police department with snipers. So anyway, but we'll get to all those details. We've got just enough time to do it all. So AGR, that's the name of it. So they're not talking to anybody. But anyway, they had security around the building shuffling Trump supporters along. And then strangely, about an hour before, stopped there. All the Trump supporters get back in that area.
Hmm.
So why would you not want people there 2-3 hours before, but you're fine with people being there 1 hour before and 1 minute before and 1 second before? Strange, isn't it? It's almost as if they opened the door for crooks.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people don't want to make the leap that this was an inside job. But there is no way to reach this level of incompetence. There just is no way. It's literally like if you took a test and you just wrote down, I don't know, on every answer and then say, I don't know how I failed. I mean, there is no way to reach this galactic level of incompetence without it being on purpose.
Yeah, that's true.
And I know people. Some people don't want to say that, and I respect you not saying it. That's fine, because no, we can't prove anything yet. But I'm just saying there's no way to reach this galactic level of incompetence without doing it on purpose. There's no way. AGR International, the building Thomas Matthew Crook shot from. So remember, AGR International, that's the name of the building. Because you get a lot of names in here, it gets confusing. And Aaron, if it gets confusing, stop me.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go back. Was just sold in March to Clayton Dubliar and Rice, CDR. Remember that. So a subsidiary called Indicor. It is worth noting that Joseph L. Rice, now owner of the building, is the founder of Clayton Dubliar Rice. Rice is a member, this is the owner of the building, is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Oh my gosh, CFR.
It's weird, isn't it? I mean, it's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he is, also a member of the Brookings Institution.
Oh my gosh.
The same, this is just odd coincidence,
wow,
isn't it? I mean, the Brookings Institute, which has perpetuated lawfare campaigns against Trump in effort to keep him off the ballot for the 2024 presidential election.
Wow.
So where Crooks was shooting from is a building owned by a man who's in the Brookings Institute and on the Council of Foreign Relations. That's a strange coincidence, isn't it? Weird.
Wow.
Credit Laura Loomer for all this reporting. Really one of the best reporters. She's tough. She's mean. But man, she's a great reporter. It's important for people to understand how the deep state has a history of using proprietary companies as cutouts or CIA cutouts. According to filings and their own press releases, Indicor, which also owns this building. Remember, they always layer things to make things look confusing.
Yep.
So it's very difficult to follow the paper trail. See, we're losing viewers. That's okay. I'm just going to do it. We got to go to. I'm paying for this time on CTN anyways.
Yeah, they'll come back anyways. Yeah. Listen to the podcast.
Yeah. So anyway, Indicor owns CDR. All right. So it's a subsidiary company. So just understand when I say Indicor or I say CDR, they're all owned. It's just like Pontiac is part of Chevrolet. That's yeah. Everyone understand it. So anyway, so when you hear Indicor or CDR, that's who owns the building that Crooks was on.
Yeah.
Support people to understand how the deep state has a prior cutouts. According to filings and their own press releases, Indicor, owner of the building, was officially formed in January 2023 by CDR, who just partnered John Celeb. Prior to joining CDR, John Celeb, who's also now an owner, was the senior vice president of global policy and public affairs and Pfizer.
Wow.
It's all coincidence. It's not worth a while. Come on. It's just coincidence, man.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Just believe. Put your mask back on. Pretty soon we're going to have a mask for your eyes and your ears and put it back on so the bird flu can't get in. A position he remained in until 2022. As senior VP of global policy and public affairs for Pfizer, Celeb was a max donor to Joe Biden's campaign when he ran against President Trump. So now current owner is a max donor to Joe Biden when he ran against President Trump. And current CEO of Indicor, owner of the building, is Doug Wright, who was previously deployed with defense contractor Raytheon Technologies.
Oh, my word.
This is all just coincidence.
It doesn't stop.
It's all just coincidence.
Wow.
Raytheon, who the black guy, that's what Donald Trump says about Lloyd Austin, his defense secretary. He couldn't remember his name. The black guy, Lloyd Austin. Lloyd Austin is on the board of Raytheon until he becomes defense secretary or becomes a member of the defense department. Every time Lloyd Austin becomes a member of the defense department, he leaves Raytheon's board. And every time he is no longer part of the defense department, he goes back onto Raytheon's board.
Yep.
While securing multi-billion dollar contracts on both sides.
Yep.
So strange, isn't it? And the owner of the buildings that Crooks shot Trump on is a defense contractor with Raytheon. Doug Wright, CEO of Indicor, confirmed that law enforcement was on the premises of the building before the shooting took place. Since it was deemed to be a high security risk location by the Secret Service, Wright also said the office was closed on the day of the attempted assassination of President Trump. Roberto Quarta is the chairman of the private equity group, CDR, owner of the company, that owns Indicor, which owns the company. Mm-hmm. His photo is listed on the World Economic Forum.
No.
Website. Oddly enough, John Stroop, the Indicor chairman, owner of the building, and CDR partner, owner of the building, recently announced his resignation from the board of directors of Crane Company on June 5th, 2024, effective July 22nd, 2024. On March 18th, 2024, the change of registered office by entity for the building the shooter shot from was changed to Corporation Service Company. Sounds like a bunch of Hunter Biden's shell companies.
Yeah.
Corporate service company is registered as a foreign business corporation. And can anybody guess what state? Delaware. Where Joe Biden lives. Where Jordan Biden right now is isolated in Rehoboth Beach for COVID. For the third time.
Yeah.
Six times vaccinated, three times COVID. In December 2023, CDR made John Celeb partner after he joined CDR in 2022. Celeb was the former chief of staff to Democrat Montana Senator Max Baucus. It's all just strange. All these owners are all hyper-Democrats.
Crazy.
Weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
And major contributors and are linked to Pfizer and are linked to Raytheon and are linked to the Brookings Institute and are linked, not just linked folk, they're members of the Council on Foreign Relations, all hyper-leftist organizations. Staff to Democrat Montana Senator Max Baucus, the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee in 2013, Barack Obama chose Senator Baucus to be the U.S. Senator Ambassador to China. Celeb spent, owner of the building, spent 12 years working in the U.S. Senate and became chief of staff to Senator Baucus, owner of the building. After Baucus's former chief of staff, Jim Messina, left to fill the same position with Democrat Barack Obama's presidential campaign. So hyper-leftist, hyper-democratic party members own the building that Crooks positioned himself on to shoot the president. In 2020, Ambassador Baucus went on CNN and said President Trump's rhetorical attacks on China made him a little bit like Hitler. When President Trump was blaming China for the COVID outbreak. Ambassador Baucus currently lives in Bozeman, Montana, where he and his wife, Melody Haynes, formed a consulting firm called Baltus Group LLC. Ambassador Baucus provides consulting services to American and Chinese businesses, and he serves on the board of directors of Ingram Micro and the board of advisors to the Chinese Communist Party-owned Alibaba Group. It's wow. really weird, isn't it? I mean, it's kind of weird how this all works out, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the next one. It's not over. It's not over. Trump assassination attempt. Federal snipers overlook rooftop sniper from 40 feet away. Could have just walked over to stop him. You're like, how did that work? Brand new from the Gateway Pundit. All right, so here's how it works. You're wondering, how could... So, Secret Service sniper, we're just going to call them snipers, and we'll call Crooks the assassin, so everybody knows. Because Crooks was also a sniper. So, in this particular event. So how in the world could police or Secret Service snipers, how could they have actually walked over? Wouldn't they have to climb a ladder, climb the same air conditioner that Crooks allegedly went up, whatever it may be? How could they have walked over and actually stopped him? They didn't even need to shoot him. They could have shot him from 40 feet away at any moment during the 26 minutes that everybody knew he was on top of the building, right? And the 3 hours that everybody knew he was on the grounds, right?
Yeah.
So let's look at this. Go to the first pick for me, Will. So here is the building, the infamous building of all buildings right there.
Slopey.
That look at that majorly slanted roof. You could just slide right off of that bad boy, couldn't you?
Wow.
There's no way. Didn't matter how much. There could be a monsoon and you wouldn't slide off that building. You'd stay perfectly stationary.
Yeah.
So there is the building. That's where Crooks was at. So go to the next one for me, Will. Pick number two. So here, if you blow it up as big as you can. For me, Aaron, just so I can read it because I can't even read it from here. I can barely make it out. That all right? Actually, just shrink it a little bit more so I can get the top right there. Good, perfect. Just that's actually perfect right there. Two-story building where presumably other team was in. That's the big fat building that you're seeing right there. Team was in. Guy was arm sleeves tattoos. So there was a sniper in there, whether it was a contracted sniper for the Secret Service or local sheriff's office, police department. There is where they were. That's where Kim Cheadle positioned them. So Kim Cheadle, what did she say? Leave this up to exactly as it is, guys. What did Kim Cheadle say? We didn't put anybody in that building because the roof was slanted, but there were people in the building.
Yeah.
So she's just a bold-faced, perjurious liar. That's why you had Marsha Blackburn and other Republican senators following her around. What is she doing at the RNC to begin with? Following around the RNC, accusing her of stonewalling because they had already met with her and she refuses to talk to them. Because she's already lied about the slanted roof. So you see the big red glob there. That is where Crooks was at. That's where Crooks was at. Trump was over here. All right, so you know. That's how close they were. Right there. They were positioned in the windows in the big fat building. They could have walked out that window or shot him from there. Totally and completely safe. But again, Cheadle lied and said they didn't put anybody on the roof because of the slanted roof. She never said that they actually positioned a sniper team inside of the building.
Right behind.
Why were they not on the roof? Why are they not on the roof? That makes absolutely no sense. So you see where the sniper was at in comparison to where you can see where Crooks was at in comparison to where the sniper team was at. Two other windows on the second floor facing assassin. Facing him right there. Now, I'm not saying that they could actually see him because they may not position at that window. They may have been positioned at another window. But that's how close they were. Go to the next one for me, Will. So there is the dead sniper. Right there is where they were. With you see the dead sniper at the bottom. And the purple circles on the top is where the team actually was. So they could see him.
Yeah, the window's like open.
The window was open because people actually saw a guy in there with a sleeve tattoo. So they could have, see how they could have walked out of the shot? Hey, can you flip back to the other one? If they walked the picture before.
Yep, there you go.
If they could have walked right out and walked right over to the guy.
Yeah, same building.
Or they could have walked right out the other one. There's a little, almost like a little bridge between the two.
Yeah.
Anytime. All right, go back to that. Go to the next one. There you go. So everybody knows this is how it played out. This is absolutely fact. They could have walked right over to the guy or they could have shot him from there. All right, go to the next one for me. So there is the actual layout. Crooks would be on the bottom right-hand corner of this. That's where he was at. And they were in the big fat portion of it. That's it. That's the whole thing. Go to the next one for me. Is there one more? Is that it?
Yep, there it is.
Okay, there you go. Just wanted to show you. That's how it played out right there. That's how Crooks, you see his rifle on the ground. So So that is right there, tactically speaking, positionally speaking, that's how it played out. It's absolute fact, source, Gateway Pundit. There you go. It could have easily been done. Let me show you this Josh Dunlap video, because this is all about the shooting investigation. Does this surprise anyone? This is Agent Kerry O'Grady, who said, "I won't take a bullet for Trump." Play for me.
"It appears it's always been the Democrats emboldened to be vile humans.
All right, give me six. That but Agent Kerry O'Grady said that she would not take a bullet for Trump, and I bet you she's still a Secret Service agent, right? Was she fired for that? How can you stay in the Secret Service agent? How can you stay in the Secret Service if you're saying that you will not take a bullet for a protectee?
Yeah.
That's like saying, if you're a cop, saying, "I'll be a cop, but I'm not going to answer any police calls."
Right.
I'm not going to go to any theft calls. You know, I'll tell you what. I'll go to petty theft calls, but I'm not going to robbery calls. You'd be fired automatically, right? But still, this person's still employed. It's my assumption this person's still employed. All right, give me 60 seconds for Midas Gold Group, my one and only sponsor, Midas Gold Group, MAGA-owned, MAGA-operated, physical gold in your hands. You order your gold, you get your gold in your hands. We know the threat to the United States dollar all around the globe. They're trying to de-dollarize the globe, trying to devalue the USD, using hyperinflation to do so, using the BRICS movement to do so. That's Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, Turkey's joining up, and other companies are joining up, trying to change the global currency from the United States dollar to the Chinese yuan. Now, the people who are trying to destroy the dollar are all buying and hoarding tons of gold. So what they're saying is, when we destroy the currency, the new currency will be gold. So all of us need to be buying gold. I'm not saying they're going to succeed, but we all need to be hedging our bets and buying gold. Now, buy it from a company that does not hate you. And buy it from a company that's physical gold in your hands, not phantom gold accounts. Buy it from Midas. Listen, buy it now. I'm buying gold from Midas. Buy gold from Midas. And when you do, tell them that the TLP sent you. All right, let's keep going. 13 minutes left until Trump comes on. 13-minute countdown. All right, Champagne Joshy tweet. Here's some more stuff. You're like, how could there be more? There's more. I told you, this is very wonky. Not a lot of videos, but some really deep information. A company called Austin Private Wealth, LLC, shorted 12 million shares of Donald Trump, we'll just call it, it's for Truth Social, Truth Social stock via a put option. The filing date is, strangely, July 12th. Hmm. And Trump was shot on July 13th. The day before the assassination attempt. They have around $1 billion in assets under management, and this is by far the largest put placed. According to a source, the trade represents 6% of total shares and over 16% of the float of the stock, given the fact that Trump owns 60% of the company. This is a giant bet when you consider their total AUM, which I have no idea what that means. But wait, there's more. All right, go to the next one for me. Kyle Becker tweet. BlackRock connection, American banking market news. So is there a BlackRock connection, Austin Private Wealth, LLC? Considering that the shooter was in a BlackRock commercial, Austin Private Wealth, LLC takes 5.13 million position in BlackRock flexible income ETF and short sells their stock the day before the assassination. Just strange, strange coincidences with the building owners and the stockholders inside. The stockholders for True Social all short positioning themselves the day before the assassination. Go to the next one for me, Will. Kyle Becker tweet again. Make of this what you will. I am drawing no conclusions. I am BlackRock muscles into private assets market with wealth clients. Go to the next one for me, Kyle Becker tweet. Why did Austin Wealth LLC disappear from TMTE put list on Friday before the shooting? That's weird. It's just like all the social media accounts always disappear right at the right moment. And suddenly they disappear off the TMTE on Friday before the shooting. Go to the next one for me, Will. Vanguard, Soros, and BlackRock are among the largest holders in Austin Private Wealth, LLC. Oh. So you please understand, Austin Private Wealth, leave this up for me, owns $1 billion. They have $1 billion worth of assets.
Yep.
Own a huge amount of Truth Social. And the day before, positioned themselves to short the stock. And Vanguard and BlackRock are among the largest holders in Austin Private Wealth LLC. It's almost like they knew something was going to happen the day after they positioned themselves to short the stock.
Yep.
That's weird, isn't it? That's kind of weird. Go to the next one for me. Last one on this. BlackRock is among Austin Private Wealth LLC's largest new holdings. So once again, it's always funny because Vanguard owns the largest amount of stock in BlackRock, and BlackRock owns the largest amount of Vanguard stock. And now, go back to that last one for me, Will. And now BlackRock is among Austin Private Wealth LLC's largest new holdings, and BlackRock also owns a vast amount of Austin Private Wealth.
Yeah.
So Austin has bought a bunch of BlackRock, and BlackRock has bought a bunch of Austin. Weird. And then they strangely know that Trump, if he's dead, True Social falls apart, so they short the stock the day before.
Yep.
That's weird, isn't it? That makes sense, Aaron?
Yeah. Yep.
All right, so let's go to George's tweet. And let me announce this to you. George will be on the podcast with us tomorrow for at least 30 minutes. We're going to have George on. Go to his Twitter page. He is awesome. About 200,000 followers. I mean, some of the greatest info that you get. Here he is right here. Bible verse doesn't get any better than that. There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed or hidden that will not be known. Awesome. Love that verse. And look at that. The Lord is good. He puts out some of the greatest election fraud data out there, as well as many other things. This is a big brain guy. He will be on the show with us tomorrow. All right, switch back to the tweet. So here we go. Breaking, I just discovered that Austin Private Wealth, the investment firm that shorted 12 million shares of Trump's DJT stock, only a day before his attempted assassination, was shorted 34 million shares of shares of Rumble at the same time. As if they anticipated a major decline in Rumble viewership and a major decline in Truth viewership the day before the shooting. But once again, this is all just coincidence. Not that they knew that if Trump died, Rumble stock would precipitously go down and True Social would probably be bankrupt. Rumble and Truth are sister stocks, which I did not know. When one goes down, the other goes down. And when one goes up, the other goes up. This can't be a coincidence. Congress must investigate because this very much appears like they knew of Trump's assassination plot and bet their money on it. Agree 100%.
Yep.
There are no coincidences and there are no conspiracies. Steve Bannon. All right, let's go to the next one. Jay Bo's tweet. The EU's General Court of Justice has just... Oh, this is off the subject, but I wanted to put this in here because I want to show you how everybody works together. So you see it with Austin Private Wealth. We got Austin Private Wealth, the Secret Service. We have the building owners, which have numerous ownerships, but they're all linked to hyper-leftist organizations, including Pfizer, who owns the building that Crooks was on. That is the... AGR International, that's the name, that's the building, but it's owned by CDR, all linked to hyper-leftist.
Yep.
And then we got people short selling stock, taking the short position on stock the day before Trump gets shot, anticipating that if Trump gets shot, then True Social disappears and Rumble stock goes way down. So all of these people seem to know something that Will didn't know, Aaron didn't know, and I didn't know on the 12th. They knew that something was going to happen on the 13th.
Yep.
So I want to show you how everybody works together. On the left, as if there is a global cabal that John F. Kennedy spoke out against and got shot in the head, that Abraham Lincoln spoke out against, got shot in the head, that Ronald Reagan spoke out again and got shot a couple times, and that Donald Trump spoke out against and got shot in the head. So I want to show you how it all works together. Chad Bo's tweet. The EU's General Court of Justice has just ruled that EU President Ursula von der Leyen. Oh, I should have had you get the view the video. Aaron, go for it. See if you can find it.
Violated
European law, because we have just enough time to finish it, to put that as our last thing. Has violated European law by keeping vast COVID vaccine contracts excessively secretive. Why would you keep governmental contracts paid for by taxpayer dollars? Why would you keep them secret? Explain that to me. Explain it to me. I'd love to know. Ursula just so happens to be married to Heiko von der Leyen. Heiko von der Leyen, the director of Orgenesis, which is owned by Pfizer. That's the very same company that she signed an eye-watering $71 billion contract that she personally profited from and then mandated the vaccines that her husband was contracted to make.
Must be nice.
Yeah, it's a great system, isn't it, Will? I'm going to mandate everybody watch Foundation Church, and you have to pay $27 to watch it every time. It's mandated. That's what all these people did. 75 members of Congress owned Pfizer stock, then mandated that you take it to all federal contractors, all federal employees. $71 billion contract to buy 4.6 billion doses of the controversial jabs. That's interesting. And of course, she profited from it. Just like Anthony Fauci mandates a vaccine that he personally profits from because he owns patents for the Moderna vax. He gets royalties from the patents for the Moderna vax and then mandates it to humanity. I just wanted to show you how they all work together. Tell me if you find that video, Aaron.
I'm working on it.
Okay. Insider paper tweet. This jumping off, well, not really jumping off, same subject, really. FBI has declined an invitation. Weird, isn't it? Why would you decline the invitation from the House Homeland Security Committee for Director Christopher Wray to testify next week about the Trump assassination attempt credit punch bowl? Why would you decline it? Kim Cheadle has been told to keep her mouth shut. You don't end up being followed around in a very fervent fashion by Marsha Blackburn and other sitting senators around the RNC, accusing you of stonewalling them unless you are stonewalling them. Otherwise, they all just play politics together. Listen, all politicians hate us. Even when they're doing the right thing, always know that they still hate us. But you don't have that happen to you unless you are actually stonewalling somebody. Got to show you this one. Ian Miles Chong video. Didn't earn it. Here she is again. This was Trump showing up at the emergency room. Look at FBI Barbie. Play it for me, Will.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, my God.
This is
why?
They told us to get away from the window.
I am, too. Just why? Why do we always got to be in the...
So... Dinesh D'Souza has been inspired by her performance. they're putting out a movie now, just so everybody knows. Inspired by Secret Service Barbie. I call her FBI Barbie, but Secret Service, same thing. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So that woman's in charge of protecting Donald Trump. Just so you know, she's like 5'2", 200 pounds, and she's going to protect Donald Trump. But anyway, so her performance in the line of fire, under pressure, has inspired Dinesh D'Souza to make a movie. Here it is. In this movie, all the bad guys called DEI hard.
Die hard.
Die hard. Yeah, right. Die hard.
That's
right.
Great.
You have to make sure people see it.
Yeah.
DEI, diversity, equity,
That's
inclusion,
funny.
Hard. In this movie, all the bad guys get away, and the affirmative action cop enrolls in therapy afterward to boost her self-esteem and convince her she made a heck of an effort. Congratulations.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
truly
amazing, isn't it?
Oh my gosh.
All right, so we got 2 minutes until what's our status on Trump, Aaron?
I'm looking at him right now. Eric Trump is talking, so.
Okay, he's still talking?
Yep, he's still talking.
All right, we're going to hop on. Yep. Let me do a little bit of vaccine stuff while we're at it. We'll just hop on to it. Illuminati bot video. Let me set it up with this, and as soon as we get Trump, you stick with me. 600 people on. It's great. It's way more than I thought would be on, so I love you guys. Appreciate you guys. Love you in the chat. Really do appreciate you. So let me set up the COVID portion, the vaccine portion of the show by Illuminati Bot Video with Yuval Harari. Play for me.
COVID is critical because this is what convinces people to accept, to legitimize total biometric surveillance. If we want to stop this epidemic, we need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under their skin.
Oh, we're back to me. There we go. We're trying to pull off a couple things here, so we're a little bit out of sorts. So there you go. So Yuval Harari says that, quote, I got him to my left here. COVID is critical because this is what convinces people to accept total biometric surveillance. It's just like Anthony Fauci saying, once you tell people they can't get into a school, once you tell them they can't get a job, they drop their ideological bleep. Remember that? So Noah Harari says, you know what? In order for us to get to total biometric surveillance, COVID was critical, as if it was on purpose.
Yeah.
Oh, well, because it was on purpose, because it was actually made by the Democratic Party. It was actually made by Anthony Fauci at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. It was actually made by Peter Daszak in the EcoHealth Alliance. It was actually made by Ralph Baric of the UNC, who taught the Bat Lady how to do gain-of-function research and hide it after you do the gain-of-function research. So COVID was critical for them to get to where they wanted to go, which is complete and total biometric surveillance. Wide awake media video. BlackRock CEO seems to know that Trump's going to be assassinated the day before he gets assassinated. It's kind of strange. But BlackRock CEO Larry Fink, speaking at the WEF, of course, substituting humans for machines is going to be far easier in those countries that have declining populations. Well, it would be. It's very easy to substitute machines for people who don't exist. It's very, did everyone hear that? Substituting humans for machines is going to be far easier in those countries that have declining populations because the humans to replace no longer exist.
Yep.
Play for me, Will.
If you forecast out the transformation that we're going to see across all societies because of AI, robotics, sensor technology, the speed in which this change is going to occur, I could argue in the developed countries, the big winners are countries that have shrinking populations. Okay, that's something that most people never talked about. You know, we always used to think shrinking population is a cause for negative growth. But in my conversations with the leadership of these large developed countries that have xenophobic immigration policies, they don't allow anybody to come in, shrinking demographics, these countries will rapidly develop robotics and AI and technology. And if the promise, I didn't say it's going to happen, but if the promise of all that transforms productivity, which most of us think it will, we'll be able to elevate the standard of living of countries and the standard of living of individuals, even with shrinking populations. And so the paradigm of negative population growth is going to be changing. And the social problems that one will have in substituting humans for machines is going to be far easier in those countries that have declining populations.
So the people that advocated and rolled out vaccines that killed 35 million people, 35 million excess deaths over 21, 22, and 23. That doesn't even count 24 yet. 35 million extra people have died since the vaccine rollout. Not from COVID, but from direct vaccine implications. But the people who rolled those out are the same exact people who love, for some reason, to lower the Earth's population. Because he believes that that will cause economic growth. If you lower the Earth's population, we'll all be richer, is what Larry Fink says, if you happen to survive their vaccinations, I guess. And if you don't allow anybody and everyone to illegally infiltrate your country, to illegally migrate into your country, to invade your country, you are xenophobic. These are xenophobic immigration policies. Of course, Larry Fink lives in giant mansions around, surrounded by walls and guns.
Yep.
That's if he's not on his private yacht, in his private plane, in his multiple locations, all guarded by guns, all guarded by walls. He has never taken in one illegal migrant or any migrant ever in his life, right?
Yeah.
But now he's alleging that the Earth will be so much better when we have AI instead of humans. Even in the economic consequences of lowering your population, the economic consequences are positive if you lower your population. Yep. Weird. The same people that butcher 41.2 million babies in the womb per year are also advocating for declining populations. The same people that created COVID-19 and offered you all of their deadly mitigations are also the ones who love lowering the Earth population, and then the Christians follow their orders.
Yep.
That's weird. How are we doing with Trump?
Looks like he's about to come up.
He's about to come up. Yep. Should we switch over to it, or are we going to wait?
Yeah. You got like maybe a minute.
Maybe a minute?
Yeah, maybe a minute.
All right, we're
going to pull it up.
We'll can it right there.
Yeah.
Love you guys. Listen, we're going to put it on. You can either stay with us or you can switch over and watch Trump. We'll be watching Trump, obviously. Really appreciate you guys all sticking with us tonight. 10:05 a.m. I made it. I finally did a show on time, pretty much on time. I'm supposed to stop at 10, but 10:05 is not bad. I have so much more on the vaccine stuff. There's a lot of stuff that's come out with, you know, with Peter McCullough and just a lot of new information. But let's switch over. Love you guys. What's tonight? Thursday? We're
Thursday.
Back tomorrow
yep.
night. Got George on tomorrow.
Yep.
You got to see it. You'll love it. He's one of the greatest political pundits out there. Really is. So join us tomorrow night. Love you guys. God bless you. See you tomorrow night. That if you did what God wanted you to do every day for years, you would never see your prayers go unanswered. And I mean specifically. I don't mean, well, yeah, they were answered, but it really wasn't what I wanted, so I'm getting the deep meaning out of it. No. I'm talking about specifically what you want. If you did what you're supposed to do every day for years, they would get all of your prayer requests and all the answers would get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger just sitting under the Word of God. There's nobody, you know, I tried that. You didn't try it but for a week. You didn't try it but for a month. You didn't try it but for a year. You go to anybody who's done it year after year after year, they, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, never stumble. Never.
If you love to worship, this will be your kind of night. Please join us for Crave, a Night of Worship, on Friday, July 26th, starting at 6:30 p.m.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to tomlipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.